Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. You know, we love to take a look at what's going on in the world. And today we're going to be talking about something that's incredibly important. It's really the foundation of a lot of the innovation and the progress that we see in medicine and in healthcare.
Absolutely.
And that is the world of pharma, biotech, medical devices.
Right.
It's a fascinating world.
It's a fast-paced world.
It's a fast-paced world. It's high stakes. And we've been looking at some material that really highlights some of the challenges and the opportunities in this space.
Yeah, so this is really an area where you've got this incredible drive, this intense pressure to get products to market quickly.
Oh, absolutely, because you're talking about life-saving treatments, you're talking about, you know, breakthroughs that could change the face of healthcare.
Exactly. And with that comes a lot of complexity, right? So you've got the research and development side. Mm. You've got the regulatory hurdles you've got to jump through. You've got manufacturing. You've got distribution.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of moving parts.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of money involved, too.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, these companies are investing billions of dollars.
Billions.
In bringing these products to market.
And that's really where the potential for conflict comes in, right? Because
I was gonna say,
you've got so much at stake.
You've got so much at stake. You've got these, you know, really compressed, and you've got all these different players involved. So, I mean, it sounds like a recipe for, you know, disagreements to arise.
It is. It's ripe for disputes.
Right.
And these aren't, you know, your average business disputes either.
Right. What are we talking about here?
We're talking intellectual property.
Okay.
Huge battles over intellectual property.
Yeah.
Joint ventures go sour. You've got licensing disputes.
Makes sense.
Manufacturing and supply agreements fall apart.
And all of these, I imagine, have the potential to really derail a project.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're talking about, you know, potentially years of delay.
Years of delay.
Millions or even billions of dollars lost.
Lost revenue.
Yeah.
Setbacks that can be incredibly damaging.
So when these disagreements arise, I'm curious, you know, what's the typical approach that companies take? Do they try to handle it internally, or do they immediately, you know, lawyer up and head to court?
Well, it's a common instinct to try to handle things internally, especially in the early stages.
Sure.
You know, you think, okay, maybe we can just work this out amongst ourselves.
Right.
But here's the thing. These disputes, they often require specialized knowledge.
Yeah.
They need an objective perspective. And that's why bringing in a neutral third party early on can be absolutely crucial.
Okay. So it's almost like you wouldn't try to, you know, fix a complex piece of equipment in the lab without the right tools.
Exactly.
You need that expertise. You need that objective view.
And that's where ADR comes in.
Okay. So let's talk about ADR. What is that?
ADR stands for Alternative Dispute Resolution.
Okay.
And it's really a toolbox, a whole set of strategies designed to resolve conflicts outside of the traditional courtroom.
I see.
So instead of getting bogged down in litigation, which can drag on for years and be incredibly expensive,
right, yeah.
ADR offers faster, more cost-effective, and more confidential solutions.
So you're talking about, you know, potentially resolving a dispute in months instead of years.
Exactly.
Right.
And that allows these companies to stay on track and to really focus on what matters, which is getting those life-saving products to market.
Makes sense. So are there different types of ADR?
There are, yeah. So some of the most common approaches include arbitration.
Okay.
Where you have a neutral expert who makes a binding decision based on the evidence and arguments presented.
Okay.
And then there's mediation, which is a more facilitated approach.
Okay.
Where a neutral mediator helps the parties to negotiate and hopefully reach a mutually agreeable solution.
Yeah.
So each approach has its own strengths, and the best one really depends on the specifics of the dispute.
So this is all fascinating, but it makes me wonder, you know, how can companies in these industries, you know, how can they prepare for these disputes before they even arise?
That's a great question, and it's all about proactive planning.
Okay.
So it involves choosing a dispute resolution provider in advance.
Got it.
Establishing clear rules of arbitration, and really importantly, making sure that all of your contracts include a well-drafted dispute resolution clause.
So you're talking about having all your ducks in a row.
Yeah, have your ducks in a row, think ahead, anticipate these potential issues.
And that's smart, because then you're not scrambling
exactly
when something comes up.
And one more thing that's really important is if you're dealing with international partners.
Oh, yeah, that adds a whole other layer.
It does. You need to think about international arbitration.
Right.
To make sure that there's a neutral playing field.
Okay, so you mentioned choosing a dispute resolution provider. What are some of the things that companies should be looking for?
Well, you want an organization that has a deep understanding of your industry.
Makes sense.
The life sciences sector.
Yeah.
A group like the AAA ICDR.
What is that?
The American Arbitration Association International Center for Dispute Resolution.
Okay.
They have specialized panels of experts who live and breathe this world.
Okay.
I mean, we're talking people with expertise in transactions, business development, R&D,
right.
Manufacturing, regulatory compliance, you name it. They've got it.
So they got all the bases covered.
They've got all the bases covered. And their caseload really speaks volumes about the types of disputes that we're talking about.
So give me some examples.
Okay. So they recently handled, for example, a multi-million-dollar dispute over a licensing and distribution agreement.
Yeah, I can imagine those get really complicated really fast.
Oh, absolutely. Lots of moving parts.
Right.
In another case, there was a dispute exceeding $10 million.
Wow.
Regarding the marketing and distribution of pharmaceuticals.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And these cases really highlight just how much is at stake in this industry.
So what other types of cases have they seen?
Well, they've also handled a $3 million claim stemming from a pharmaceutical development and supply agreement.
Okay.
And then you have even a payment dispute, you know, something that might seem relatively small. A payment dispute over $600,000 for manufacturing a pharmaceutical ingredient.
Right.
But even that can have significant implications.
Oh, absolutely.
And we can't forget intellectual property. We talked about that earlier. The AAA ICDR, they even had a case involving the exclusive licensing of intellectual property for therapeutics.
So these cases, they really paint a picture, I think, of just how critical it is to understand dispute resolution in this industry.
Absolutely. And it's not just for lawyers.
Right.
This is something that everyone involved needs to be aware of.
So we're talking scientists, researchers, entrepreneurs,
investors,
everybody, because it can really mean the difference between, you know, success and failure.
It can.
So as we kind of wrap up here, what's the one key takeaway?
I'd say the most important thing is to be proactive.
Okay.
Think of ADR as a strategic tool.
Right.
It's like a well-calibrated instrument in your lab.
I like that analogy.
It's there to help you navigate these complex disputes with precision and control.
So do your research.
Do your research.
Find the right provider.
Explore ADR providers like the AAA ICDR.
And be prepared.
And be prepared for when those disagreements arise, because they will.
They will inevitably,
right? They will.
Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. Thank you so much for shedding light on this really important topic.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And for our listeners out there, you know, stay tuned. We'll be back with more deep dives into the world around us.
Always something interesting to discover.
Always something to learn. That's right. Thanks for joining us.
See you next time.